I think it's fair to say since I've been gone, it's been a bit up and down
for
the Swans. They're trying to hang tough and stay in that top four. Huge advantage if they're able to do so. And a young man who played every game last season, and he's obviously a great man because he comes from Wagga Wagga.
Oh, another one.
Harry Cunningham. G'day, Harry.
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate. Did you get back to Wagga much?
I tried to, mate. Usually get there over Christmas and at the end of the footy season. And,
yeah, good.
But, yeah, the parents and family come up pretty often, which is good.
Where in Wagga did you live?
I lived in Glenfield, mate, near that new South City Mall.
Yeah, fantastic. Good stuff, mate. Puts you in good stead then. The Swannies, how are you travelling? Obviously, you'd like to be playing a little bit better, I'd imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we've been a bit inconsistent over the past month or so, and, yeah, we need to turn it around, and we've got a great opportunity to do that this Friday night against the Magpies at the SCG.
You've been travelling better than them. I know they're coming off a brilliant win last weekend, the Collingwood side, but they've been under immense pressure. Collingwood, but you guys always seem to have really good tussles, and they've actually had the wood on you. I think they've won 13 of the last 15 encounters against you blokes.
Yeah, look, they're a quality side, and they have been for a while, and they did have a couple of losses in a row there, but before that, they were right up there, and they got back to playing some good footy on the weekend against Carlton, and we're definitely going to need to be playing some good footy if we want to get the win on Friday night.
The loss to Geelong, I know it's three out of the last four you've lost, and it was sort of a second half blackout, if you like. Is that something that you've been talking about?
Yeah, look, it was very disappointing to come out and play the footy we did in the second half. And yeah, it has occurred a couple of times in the past month, and we'll be looking to rectify that this weekend. But it just gives us a great opportunity to get into Collingwood this weekend.
It's a serious part of the season now, Harry, too. I mean, you guys are in fifth position, but it's vital, just the same as the NRL, that you try and finish top four.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we've got a great opportunity this weekend. We've got to get back to playing our best footy and then try to get on a roll with that and try to get back in the top four. And But we'll just take it week by week at the moment so we can get some good footy playing.
I don't know, that must be right. Collingwood hasn't played at the SCG in 15 years.
Now, you guys always seem to play.
Amazing.
When they come up, they always tend to play at ANZ.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a bit different, a bit weird, isn't it? It's been a while since we played at the SCG against Collingwood, but that's why it's a great opportunity to hopefully sell out SCG on a Friday night, and I'm sure it'll be a great game.
And Harry, it was all happening while I was away. How's Goodsy going?
Yeah, he's really good. He's stronger for everything that's happened, and he's come back in a good mindset. And for him now, it's just about playing footy again, and that's what he loves to do. And it's great to have him back at the club as a teammate, and more importantly, as a friend. And we're loving him being back at the moment.
Yeah, that's good. And the SCG would love to have him back as well. Now, will you mark up on Pendlebury?
I'm not too sure, mate. I've been playing a bit down back lately, so we'll see. We'll see what the coaches get up to this weekend.
Yeah.
And Buddy's back. How's that coming on?
Yeah, look, we've got a training session today, so there's a few blokes, him and Benny McGlynn, will have a run around today and see how they go. And I suppose they'll determine it after training, but we'll leave it up to the coaches and the boys themselves. So hopefully they'll get up for the game on Friday.
Yeah, and Rowan?
Yeah, he's in the same boat.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll train today and then they'll go from there. So, it'd be good to have those blokes back this weekend.
Mate, they're 11th on the competition table, Collingwood, but as we mentioned, they always tend to play well against you guys, and you probably would have expected them to put the cleanest through Carlton like they did last weekend.
Not exactly, not like that, but they're a quality side and they play good footy and they did last weekend, and it's why they got the win. And we're definitely going to have to be on our game. And like you said, they're always good games against Collingwood, and they've been a quality side for a long time. So we need to get back to playing well and doing what we do well if we want to get the win.
Yeah, and Harry, I guess it's a tough one, but like, how much more improvement is there left in the Swans? I guess from an outsider looking in, you know, it looks like you guys can play a lot better.
Yeah, we think we can as well. The past month hasn't gone to plan, and we've got a lot we need to work on it and get better at, and we just need to take it step by step. And the first step is this Friday night against Collingwood. So We'll be raring for the challenge and the opportunity, so we're looking forward to it.
I'm sure it'll go well. Play well, Harry.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Finish the season strong. It's Harry Cunningham there, the midfielder for the Swannies. So it's SCG on Friday night. Collingwood.
Yeah.
Not for 15 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, they used to be such big blockbuster matches. They always thought they'd, you know, be able to get that massive crowd at the ANZ Stadium. As far as the tab.com.au is concerned, Slats, in the head-to-head market, the Swannies are expected to win and win well. As we mentioned, Collingwood are down on 11th position on the competition table. Tab.com.au says the Swannies are $1.30, Collingwood $3.55, and I don't know, wherever they seem to go, there seems to be a big, big Collingwood contingent, including our man, Ben Day. He loves Collingwood, loves them.